lugares. La gente feliz irradia alegría, brinda amor y se alegra de que todos estén bien. Lauren Feliciano se despide hasta la próxima semana.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es...
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC. Or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Y no hay salud sin salud mental.
USA Radio News.
Florida Governor Rick Scott said some 100 Florida Highway Patrol troopers will be deployed across the state's Big Bend and Panhandle area ahead of Hurricane Michael. Governor Scott was asked if he believes Floridians are ready for this storm.
You know, people are working hard to get ready. We've been making phone calls to, I've been making them and others here have been making phone calls to sheriffs all across the state just to make sure people are ready.
President Trump accepted U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley's resignation today. South Dakota Senator John Thune on Haley.
She was very plain spoken, and I know that I and I think many other people who are in public life who care a lot about America's foreign policy, as we observe the way that she conducted herself and handled herself in that job, were very impressed. She was very tough and very outspoken at a time when I think our country needs to play an important leadership role.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
Investigative journalists say they have uncovered the identity of the second Russian man accused of poisoning a former Russian spy and his daughter. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
The suspect, previously known as Alexander Petrov, is actually Dr. Alexander Yegenovich Mishkin, a trained military doctor that's employed as an undercover officer for the Russian military intelligence. Last month, they identified the first suspect, originally identified as the name Ruslan Borsharov, but his name is actually Antonoli Chapiga. British authorities charged Borsharov and Petrov with the March poisoning of Skripal and his daughter, in which they were attacked with a nerve agent, Novichok. Officials say the substance was spread on the doorknob of their Salisbury home.
Today, President Trump had lunch with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and then the president later on will be traveling to Council Bluffs, Iowa, for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
John Green is one of the most successful YouTubers right now. Him and his brother Hank have been posting on their Vlogbrothers YouTube channel since 2007. Things have not always been the easiest for Green, though. He struggled with anxiety, depression, and OCD as a child and high schooler. He joined 60 Minutes and talked about a great analogy of when your brain is spiraling out of control.
The thing about a spiral is that it goes on forever, right? Like, if you zoom in on the spiral, it can keep tightening forever. And that, for me, is the nature of obsessive thought, that it's this inwardly turning spiral that never actually has an end point. So it might be I'm eating a salad, and it suddenly occurs to me that somebody might have bled into this salad. Now, they probably didn't. But this is what I'm thinking. And instead of being able to move on to a second thought, that thought just expands and expands and expands and expands. And then I use compulsive behaviors to try to manage the worry and the overwhelmedness that that thought causes me.
So how do you get out of this coil? And how do you break this infinity?
I have a few strategies. I exercise. That's probably the biggest thing.
Dashed to Bloomington last night.
Oh, did you? Exercise is pretty magical in my life. I don't enjoy it. I don't relish the thought of going for a run, but it is very helpful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-ah! Our focus today is helping Americans. I'm Colonel Denny Gill, and thank you for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's going on, Josh?
Well, any week we're graced with the presence of a Medal of Honor recipient on Frontlines of Freedom, you know it's going to be a show you can't miss.
Thanks, Josh. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will be sharing his warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here looking, well, like a happy guy. What's going on, Skip?
Well, Colonel, I just wanted to let you know in advance that you're going to be seeing less and less of me in the future.
That either means you are going to Mars or you're on a weight loss program.
All right, you guessed it. You guessed it. Yes, so, I lost 4 pounds in the last 10 days.
Oh, I thought you were going to Mars.
No. Well, you can, actually, I'd be heavier on Mars, wouldn't I?
Oh, we'll have to think that one through.
Okay.
Well, congratulations on the weight loss. Here's what we have for you today. On news and comment by the Colonel, I'm going to suggest that a huge threat to our nation that we all seem to be ignoring, all in the name of political correctness, is Islamism.
And today on the show, we have the debut of my son, Cedar Coriel, as a junior co-host on Front Lines of Freedom. Take it away, Cedar.
Dr. Matthew Harrison is the president of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. We'll talk about helping our military and veterans. Then we'll meet Medal of Honor recipient Gary Luttrell. We'll discuss the upcoming tribute to Valor Weekend in Dallas-Fort Worth. I hope you'll join me there. And we'll review last week's Service Academy football games.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
Troops, listen up. In a month or so, we're going to be starting a new program. At least we will if you'll help. Our goal is, on each show, to honor a deceased military person, not the superstars, but the average soldier, sailor, marine, or airman, or coastie. They don't have to have served in combat. They do have to have served honorably, on active duty, or in the Guard or Reserves. Here's how to nominate someone. Send me about 250 words summarizing his or her service, and I'll read that on the show. If you send along a picture, we'll also include it in our e-newsletter. Send me the information to denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. We welcome your input to the show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. What's first, Josh?
An Army medic who braved enemy rocket-propelled grenades and sniper fire in Afghanistan to treat wounded soldiers will receive the military's highest honor at a White House ceremony on October 1st. Ronald J. Schurer II will receive the Medal of Honor, an upgrade to the Silver Star he had previously been awarded for his actions in 2008. Schurer, then a senior medical sergeant with a Special Forces Operational Detachment, had been deployed to Afghanistan's Shauk Valley. The team was hunting high-value targets of a militia group with ties to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. On 6 April 2008, as the team navigated through the valley, a firefight quickly erupted, and a series of insurgent sniper fire, rocket-propelled grenades, and small arms and machine gun fire forced the unit into a defensive fighting position. Schurer had heard that a forward element was also trapped by enemy fire, with multiple soldiers reported wounded. With disregard for his own safety, he took off through a hail of bullets and began scaling the rock face to get to the casualties. During initial movement to the base of the mountain, he treated a teammate wounded by shrapnel to his neck. Then, Schurer continued to fight his way down to the pinned-down forward troops, killing multiple insurgents in combat that lasted for over an hour. Schurer was hit by sniper fire in the helmet and arm while dashing 15 meters through enemy fire to reach his team sergeant, who was badly wounded. He'd repeat the deadly journey through the firestorm to reach another teammate, whose leg had been severed by heavy enemy fire. Schurer rendered life-saving aid to four critically wounded casualties for more than 5.5 hours. As the lone medic at the besieged location, and almost overrun in fighting against nearly 200 insurgent fighters, Sergeant Schurer's bravery and poise under fire saved the lives of all wounded casualties under his care.
Wow, this man has clearly earned our nation's highest honor. It's an honor for us to call him brother.
I second that emotion, Colonel. President Trump said that he consulted my generals before announcing via tweet last July a ban on transgender individuals serving in the military. But a new batch of internal emails reinforced the view that the Pentagon was blindsided. Air Force Brigadier General Kyle Kremer, Director of Manpower and Personnel for the Joint Chiefs, wrote to Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joseph Dunford and Air Force General Paul Selva, the Vice Chairman, following Trump's July 26, 2000 series of tweets, quote, "Everyone was caught flat-footed," end quote. The emails, many of them heavily redacted, were obtained under a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit by the liberal watchdog group American Oversight. Anthony Curta, who was then performing the duties of Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, wrote to another Pentagon official, whose name was redacted, quote, "Wow, that was a surprise," end quote. In a series of July 2017 tweets, Trump wrote, "After consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military." He continued, "Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory, and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail." It was widely reported at the time that Trump's tweets caught the Pentagon's top brass by surprise, but the new batch of internal emails gives a glimpse of the panic and confusion among the staff.
Those officials should have been recommending the ban. No one could possibly think that allowing transgender people into our military in any way adds to our combat effectiveness. And there are many ways in which it detracts from it. Apparently, our Pentagon still doesn't get the message that our military's primary focus is combat readiness.
For the first time since 2005, our Army missed its recruiting goal this year, falling short by about 6,500 soldiers, despite pouring an extra $200 million into bonuses and approving some additional waivers for bad conduct or health issues. Army leaders said they signed up about 70,000 new active duty recruits in the fiscal year that ends September 30, well short of the 76,500 they needed. The Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps all met their recruiting goals for fiscal year 2018. The Army shortfall, said Major General Joe Calloway, was fueled by the strong American economy and increased competition from private sector employers who can pay more. But the failure has triggered an overhaul in Army recruiting, including an increase in recruiters, expanded marketing, and a new effort to reach out to young, potential recruits through popular online gaming.
I think that the changing American culture has something to do with this. I don't remember the last time I saw a high school or college social science textbook that gave any reasons to be proud to be an American. The anti-American activists, like Antifa and others, certainly don't help either. We parents have to keep the good America culture alive in our families.
Warrant officers are not going to become the quick-fix solution to ending the Air Force's pilot shortage crisis, says the head of the Services Personnel Center. Citing a recent RAND Corp study, Lieutenant General Brian Kelly, commander of the Air Force Personnel Center, told an audience during the annual Air Force Association Air, Space, and Cyber Conference that the service is looking to other programs, such as the Simulator Heavy Pilot Training Next program, as the best way to train more pilots faster and more efficiently. General Kelly said, quote, "The Air Force went out to the RAND Corporation, and it specifically was in regard to our pilot retention crisis and our pilot shortage. They said, would the advent of warrant officers help the Air Force in terms of building and retaining pilots? And the RAND study came back and said no." End quote. Even as the service finds itself in a bind, trying to produce enough pilots to sustain a potential future fight, Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson said in May that neither enlisted pilots nor a warrant officer corps were on the table for the immediate future.
And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel, and then we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll discuss how the Lutheran Church helps our military, our veterans, and their families. At ease, troops, take a break. Spartan Ash is a proud sponsor of Frontlines of Freedom, and we'd like to thank all listeners for their support of and service to our country. Spartan Ash is the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries and exchanges around the world.
At Spartan Ash, we see firsthand the sacrifices made to protect our freedoms, and it is our privilege to serve those who served at our more than 140 retail grocery stores and 2,100 independent locations throughout the country. Learn more at SpartanAsh.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your home defense tip of the week. Next time you upgrade to a new cell phone, don't throw your old one away. If your old phone can hold a charge, you can stage this phone for emergency use in a home defense situation. Every cell phone, whether on contract or not, has the ability to call 911. Keep an old phone in the glove box of your car as well as your safe room just in case. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to Frontlines of Freedom all across America. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. Most of the world's terrorists are Muslims. That does not mean that most Muslims are evil. One of my friends, Dr. Zudi Jasser, the head of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, is a man of faith, the Muslim faith, and a true American patriot, indeed a U.S. military veteran. If taken in its totality, Islam is a way of life that includes the government and the walk of faith. Sharia law is the manifestation of that Islamic government, and it is totally contrary to our Constitution. Among other things, it includes government-enforced religion, a total violation of our First Amendment. So I suggest that those Muslims who do not wish to have anything to do with Sharia law here in America are, like my friend Zudi Jasser, people of faith who can be and probably are good Americans. However, for those who favor Sharia law in our nation, whether locally or nationally, they're the enemies of our Constitution, and because we veterans took an oath to support and defend that Constitution, they are enemies of our nation. I refer to these people as Islamists, and we must absolutely confront Islamism. Our freedom of religion should not permit a faith, Islamism, that seeks to remove our freedom of religion. If we don't confront Islamism, it will continue to get more extreme. This is not Islamophobia, as many people claim. A phobia is a baseless, irrational fear. Condemning Islamism is based on the irrefutable facts, and it's not only rational, it's ethically imperative. Until the Western world understands the threat of Islamism to their society and culture, people will continue to die. We simply can't ignore this assault on our way of life. It's a virtue to act to oppose the hateful, and it's a vice to ignore it. It's a virtue to hate tyranny, discrimination of all sorts, oppression, and all violations of the legitimate rights of people. Islamism is a religious fascism. It's a destroyer of liberty and what free people cherish. It must be confronted. Muslims believe the Quran was written by Allah himself. Allah handed its archangel Gabriel to deliver to Muhammad over a course of some 22 years. To Muslims, every word of the Quran is literally perfect, the eternal word of Allah himself. Therefore, no one may dispute it. However, there are a number of, to use the Christian terms, denominations, some of which, such as Islamism, are extremely dangerous. A segment of any society at any time has people who feel disaffected, alienated, or disenfranchised, and it's from them that Islamists heavily recruit. Islamism's rallying cry is attractive to the young since it's rapidly anti-establishment. The young lack a major stake in society and are full of vitality. They're among the most willing recruits to anti-establishment causes. Hey, look at the Hitler Youth, the Soviet Union's young communists, and Iran's Basiji, the young Islamic stormtroopers. There's some examples. Further, there is excitement in action. The greater the risk, the greater the excitement, and this is highly attractive to a segment of the population. Islamists use ruthless force to eliminate the opposition or to intimidate them to join its ranks. In Islamic countries, it's the cowing of non-radicals while recruiting more radicals into its ranks. In non-Muslim lands, using Saudi petrodollars, it's establishing itself as a formidable force by enlisting the disaffected and attracting delusional liberals with its promises. For the faithful, there is the added incentive of Allah's heaven. Many believe that most Muslims in the world are moderate and nonviolent, and that's probably true. Yet, the silence of this majority is deafening. This very same Muslim majority pours into the streets of the West on a moment's notice to protest the slightest perceived affront to its values, but they never march to condemn the violent acts of Islamists or speak up against them. This sort of majority behavior makes it complicit with Islamists. Hey, look at Dearborn, Michigan. Islamism is a wolf with the world in its jaws between its two major divisions, the Shias and the Sunnis. They aim to crush the life of all non-believers and then each other. It's imperative that people who value liberty rise and defeat Islamism. So here's some suggestions. Any mosque, Islamic center, or front organization that condones or promotes hate or violence should be shut down. Islamic studies at universities must be watched to guard against academics who deceptively preach the gospel of Islamism. Lobbyists and front organizations serving Islamists must be investigated as to their resources. Laws should be enacted to protect all media and individuals against lawsuits so they can report the truth without risking ruinous litigations. And imams, mullahs, and others who promote Islamist hate doctrine should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Folks, the civilized world must confront Islamists everywhere, especially here in America. All free people must demand that their governments at all levels abandon the practice of political correctness and act to safeguard liberty against the truly deadly assault of Islamism on the rest of the world. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. Now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have today, Roland?
In 1973, Congress abolished the draft and established the all-volunteer military. Congress created the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Act, also known as USERRA, which protects the civilian jobs of our part-time military members. Without a law like USERRA, the services would not be able to recruit and retain enough personnel to defend our nation. Yes, USERRA puts a burden on civilian employers and supervisors, and even sometimes on the co-workers of those who are called to orders. The burdens imposed upon others are tiny compared to the much greater burdens, and even sometimes the ultimate sacrifice, which are voluntarily undertaken by those who serve our country in uniform. Matthew Castle is an enlisted member of the New York Air National Guard and a paid firefighter for the city of Middletown, New York. His supervisors at the fire department objected strenuously to his National Guard participation and gave him a hard time about the days of fire department work that he missed to perform military duty and training. In June 2013, Castle took the examination for the promotion to the rank of lieutenant in the Middletown Fire Department, and he had the highest score among all the firefighters who took the examination. Castle and the other candidates were also interviewed for the promotion by a committee consisting of three fire department supervisors. Castle stated under oath that the three committee members had raised the issue of military service and had suggested that it disqualified him from the promotion. The fire department's version was that Castle brought up his military service and tried to use it as an excuse for his own shortcomings. In the end, the city promoted two candidates to the rank of lieutenant from the June 2013 process. Of the two candidates selected, one scored third on the test and the other scored fourth. Castle then made a formal written USERRA complaint to the United States Department of Labor. They investigated Castle's complaint and found it to have merit. However, instead of requesting that his case be referred to the United States Department of Justice, Castle chose to retain private counsel and sue the city in federal district court. Castle recorded conversations with his supervisors at the fire department and had them on tape making negative comments about his military service and tying his service to the non-selection. Castle provided the copy of the tape to the Department of Labor during their investigation, and then they informed the city of the taping. Now, although the taping was lawful under New York law, the city suspended Castle for 30 days without pay as punishment. Although we don't know the final outcome until after the trial, This is a prime example of how some military reservists are treated in the civilian workplace. We all must remember that our country cannot fight a large-scale conflict today without the Reserve and National Guard, and we owe it to those who volunteer to protect their civilian jobs. Now, to be clear, most employers go above and beyond what is required under law, but we need to keep educating those who don't. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss the support of our military community by the Lutheran Church. Then we'll meet Medal of Honor recipient Gary Luttrell and discuss the upcoming Tribute to Valor weekend. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You are standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for crunchies. Let's do 50, then stand at ease. LuLaRoe is comfortable, affordable fashion for women, men, and kids. Sold by tens of thousands of small business owners across the U.S., including many military families. Founded by entrepreneurs seeking a career that allows more freedom to be at home with their families, LuLaRoe is sold at in-home pop-up parties and on social media VIP pages. Check out a sampling of the unique prints and patterns in dresses, tops, leggings, and skirts at LuLaRoe.com and follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News.
Florida Governor Rick Scott said some 100 Florida Highway Patrol troopers will be deployed across the state's Big Bend and Panhandle area ahead of Hurricane Michael. Governor Scott was asked if he believes Floridians are ready for this storm.
You know, people are working hard to get ready. We've been making phone calls to, I've been making them and others here have been making phone calls to sheriffs all across the state just to make sure people are ready.
President Trump accepted U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley's resignation today. South Dakota Senator John Thune on Haley.
She was very plain spoken, and I know that I and I think many other people who are in public life who care a lot about America's foreign policy, as we observe the way that she conducted herself and handled herself in that job, were very impressed. She was very tough and very outspoken at a time when I think our country needs to play an important leadership role.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's an honor to welcome to the show the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Dr. Matthew Harrison. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, or LCMS, has been very active in reaching out to and being supportive of the military community. So what could be more appropriate than to seek an interview with the guy who's, in military terms, the commanding officer? So, welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Reverend Harrison.
It's great to be here, Colonel. It's a pleasure to speak to you and all of your great listeners, and thank you for your service. Welcome home.
Thank you, sir. Lots of people don't recognize that we Vietnam vets weren't welcomed home. I appreciate your stepping into that culture.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. And we know the people of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod treasure our religious freedoms, and we know that it's because of men like you who are willing to put it all on the line, and men and women who are still putting it all on the line, that we are free to believe and act religiously as we see fit. And that is a magnificent freedom.
Yes, sir. And freedom isn't free, and it needs to be protected virtually every generation. And that's what we're in the business of. And that's one of the reasons why I am very interested in bringing the faith perspective more heavily into Frontlines of Freedom. So I thank you for joining us. Before we get to serious business, as a military guy who's been a committed Christian for most of his life, I know that in both cultures, military and church, it's important that we use the right titles. So are you president, doctor, reverend, or something else? You've probably been called many something else's, but what would you like me to use?
Yeah, all those things are fine. My mother calls me Matt, but I go by pastor most often.
That works. You know, I go by Denny. Dennis means I'm in trouble. Dennis James means I'm big trouble, but that was my mother's. Let's start with your background. When and why did you decide to go into full-time ministry? Is that something that was in your family or what?
Well, it wasn't the history of my family. We grew up going to church regularly, and I think I became interested in things as a high schooler. I became more interested in God and the gospel of Christ and forgiveness. And then we had an intern at our church, a guy who was at the seminary and came for a year to do his internship year at my congregation in Sioux City, Iowa. And I began really to think seriously at that point that that's what I'd like to do.
It's interesting how careers come out. Sometimes people just follow their families, but for most of us, we are doing one thing and something happens and it somehow makes a change and it affects our lives. And in this case, it was the Lord, right?
Yeah, completely so. And I had a wonderful upbringing, really blessed in many, many different ways. My folks both came from farming backgrounds. Dad was an accountant. Today, my father-in-law is a veteran of World War II, veteran of the Battle of the Bulge, and is a magnificent storehouse of treasures and information for me every time I talk to him.
The World War II vets that are still with us and are still articulate have amazing stories, ones that we better not forget. So what are some of the positions you've held? Obviously, you're a leader, and being a leader, the same thing in the military, the more you assume leadership responsibilities, the further away you get from the grassroots work. How'd that work for you?
Well, it's always an interesting pull and tug. I was a parish pastor at two different parishes, very heavily involved in my communities. At the second parish, we served the poorest census tract in the state of Indiana and unleashed a very successful housing home ownership program, which renovated that entire neighborhood. And we did that in kind of an ecumenical fashion with the Roman Catholics and many others who helped out. I then served the National Church from St. Louis as head of the International Mercy and Relief Effort, LCMS, World Relief and Human Care, and so became involved in all kinds of disaster work, huge multi-million-dollar, $10 million responses to Katrina, to the large tsunami in Asia that took so many lives. And also that brought us into contact when we formed Operation Barnabas to care for returning veterans and their families.
Yes, sir, and that's a key issue. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, And we're discussing how LCMS touches the military community with their president, Reverend Matthew Harrison. Okay, Pastor, you talked about Operation Barnabas. Talk to us about that.
You know, I think it was during the 2000s, early 2000s, that we recognized that we have capacity. The Missouri Synod has about 6,000 congregations across the nation, Alaska, Hawaii, and then international congregations elsewhere. We have capacity. We have many, many veterans in our congregations. We are overall, overwhelmingly, a pro-military denomination, a conservative denomination that believes in the honor of serving as veterans. In fact, Luther wrote a famous tract I wish all your guys could read. It'll be good for your consciences if you've been into difficult situations in combat. Can soldiers too be saved? And his affirmative answer is yes. But the Missouri Synod has a lot of veterans, and a lot of people are very supportive of the military. And we realize we have more capacity than we were using to care for those veterans who are coming home. And so we put together an effort through our military services branch at the national office to pinpoint and focus on men and women coming back from service and to care for their families also in that context, because we know how vulnerable such people are after such service.
Well, that certainly is true. And it certainly is something that veterans need. And what better place for it to come from than the church? Literally, what kinds of things are you talking about that they did?
Well, anything that the vet needs, their referral issues, care for their family, care for the spouse, doing the mundane things of life that need to be done, making sure that they have a safe place to realize both religiously and ethically that they are cared for, protected. Just also the message of free forgiveness in Christ, to know that Christ has died on the cross for the sins of all, and that includes soldiers. You know, Jesus, when he encounters soldiers and John the Baptizer in the Gospels, he never tells any of them, stop being a soldier. What you're doing is immoral. Quite the opposite. He simply says, be moral as you carry out your office and duty. Government is a gift of God. It can be abused and misused. The military is a gift of God, and it can be abused and misused. But fundamentally, it's necessary in this world to maintain good order and peace. And we treasure that enormously, and it's worth our effort to care for those warriors who have done that.
Thank you for saying that. I have often, when dealing in that issue, say that the commandment doesn't say thou shalt not kill. It says literally thou shalt not murder, and there is a difference. Do you agree?
Absolutely. It's clear that one is not to act on one's own authority to take the life of another. But the Bible knows, Romans 13, for instance, that the emperor, it says, beareth not the sword in vain. And he is there to punish the evildoer. So beware. And the military is the emperor's sword to punish the evildoer. Without that, the world would simply be utter chaos.
Certainly we have seen in countries and in different places that without authority, without government, chaos is really the only option. And that isn't good for anybody, nobody at all. So yes, it is the role of the military and more locally the police and other kinds of first responders to fill that gap. And yes, we do need to do that. And you mentioned that our Operation Barnabas is there. How would a listener, a veteran, a somebody who needed to plug into that, how would they plug into it?
Contact us at lcms.org. Click on the military link there for our chaplaincy, and those folks will give you all the information you want to hear. If you have an opportunity in your community, search for a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregation, lcms.org. Many of our congregations near bases have these kinds of facilities and operations, so you're welcome to contact them there.
So that message is, that's not something you were doing. That's something that LCMS is doing and will continue to do in the future. Is that a safe summary?
That is a safe summary. We will indeed.
There's a lot more to talk about how the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod supports our military, and Reverend Harrison's going to stay with us. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troop, it's time for push-ups. I want you to do 103 push-ups. Hey, I'm the leader. That's how many I do every day. Then take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back. United American Patriots wants to spread the message of hope across the United States by providing service members that have been wrongfully accused of war crimes during overseas tours and combat area deployments with civilian attorneys at no cost to themselves or their families, to support them until they're released, and to get these heroes back to where they belong with their families. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Reverend Matthew Harrison, the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our topic is how the Lutheran Church supports our military community. Pastor Harrison, let's talk about how Lutherans speak to issues that engage in the public square. This is important to me because there's more and more pressure these days, especially on our military people who are on active duty, to avoid issues such as morality and faith. Yet that is the very essence of life in my life, and I'm sure you would agree.
I agree completely. And of course, we've been very concerned about the erosion of First Amendment rights for our chaplains. Things were being tightened enormously on faithful chaplains. And we've been happy with the reversal of some of those policies, not all of them, but some of those policies. And our chaplains have had a little easier go as of late, but the pressure is still on. But our chaplains, they are happy to serve in these challenging, rough edge situations. Our guys want to be there to minister to and help young people. And that's overwhelmingly who they serve in the military, young people who are trying to sort out their lives in an honorable fashion. And it's a pleasure to be able to be there. And I'm so motivated whenever I'm around our chaplains. We've got about 160 of them across the various services, active and reserve duty. I'm so encouraged when I'm around them because they want to be there to serve their country. And they know they're doing so much good for these young people.
Yes, sir. I was raised in a church going home and fell away in high school. And early on in the Army, I wanted to come back. I started going to chapel. I knew something was missing. And while I was in my first combat tour, I went to a chaplain and sort of expressed myself. And he didn't know what I was talking about. He wasn't a Lutheran, I can assure you that.
But we have to have chaplains out there who can help people. I ultimately did get help, find the spiritual truth and get involved, and having chaplains that are there ready to do that and free to do it is incredibly important. I currently teach American government at community college, and I'm presently teaching the Constitution. And I read the first part of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And I asked my students, so who's restricted? Only Congress is restricted. So having pastors everywhere, but particularly in our military, is critically important. We don't have time, but I'm sure there are a lot of stories that your chaplains have shared of how they have touched lives.
Oh, there have just been dozens and dozens of stories. We have a rich tradition of service. We currently have Rear Admiral Greg Todd serving as Deputy Chief of Navy Chaplains and Chaplain of the Marine Corps. My dear friend, retired chaplain, John Wohlrabi, Navy chaplain, spent a career in the Navy serving young people. He tells me every time I'm with him all the wonderful stories about encountering young people and being able to help them at very, very challenging moments in their lives. It makes a huge difference. You know, we in the Missouri Synod don't believe that we are here to Christianize America. The government operates on the basis of reason and law. The Constitution is based upon sound reason. And reasonable people believe that one's religious beliefs and responsible religious actions based on that belief are to be free. That is not something that should be coerced and forced upon somebody by any government whatsoever. And so we support government that keeps the public square free for us to speak and think and confess and act on the convictions of our religion in responsible ways. And we will do that. And we'll be glad to lay down our lives. I've got a family of military history. My relative served in the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, the Civil War, of course, World War II, and many other places, lost relatives in World War II and in Vietnam. So we will be glad to stand by Americans of other Christian denominations, non-Christians, and others to stand up for the value of being able to protect our religious and conscience freedoms and to keep the government out of that business.
Pastor, I'd like to have you speak to my class, because that's the essence of a constitutional republic, which is what we are. This is Colonel Denny Gilliam on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing the role of the LCMS in supporting our military community with Dr. Harrison. The big message of Christianity, and certainly of the Lutheran Church, is proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord. Tell us about your church's approach to this critical message to our whole community, not just the military.
One has to live with one's conscience in life. And when we act wrongly, when we know something is wrong, when we are at odds with our fellow man, at odds with our family, when we have done things that have caused injury and hurt, our conscience bothers us. And even if we think we're following all things we should do, if we take a second look, Jesus turns up the heat and says, look, it's not only committing adultery, it's anybody who ever looks at a woman lustfully has sinned terribly. When we see the law in its full force, we recognize who we are, all of us sinners. There's not a one of us that are different. I don't know any of your sins, but I know virtually all of mine. And what I don't know, my wife can remind me of. But I know this. Jesus Christ, God's Son, came to save sinners. And there's no one that does not fit. Jesus is for all. He loves you. Your sins are paid for. You are cherished. He honors your vocations in life as father and mother. He forgives you when you fall short, and he strengthens you to serve others. So it's all about being forgiven of my sins, rejoicing over that fact, and knowing heaven is mine for free, and I shall serve my fellow man where God has placed me.
Pastor, that says it. One of the things that we find soldiers suffering from is moral injury. They obeyed what they were told to do, but they shot into the house and they found out there were women or children there, or a person that they shot that they was told to shoot turned out to be an unarmed somebody or whatever. Moral injury is a challenge, and going to the Lord sounds like the answer. Is that a fair summary?
It really is. Captain Jonathan Shaw works on this at the Army War College. He's one of our chaplains, and he's doing cutting-edge work on this whole issue of moral injury. In fact, I talk to my father-in-law often, and he often remembers being ordered by his sergeant to burn down the home of an elderly man who had a lot of Nazi paraphernalia in his home as they were marching into Germany in World War II. That has forever bothered him. But look, Christ forgives all of those things in our past. The Bible says in many different ways that our sins are like a drop of blood in the ocean. And what's very important is for myself as a Christian and others who are in these circumstances to pray, Lord, forgive me for those circumstances. Forgive those who have caused something that was not moral to be done. Forgive me, even if it was the right thing and moral to do, forgive me for my vacillations, my challenges, my difficulties over this, and cause me to trust in your precious blood. And I would say, seek out a pastor. Seek out a pastor. Make that pastor speak the absolution to you. Jesus says, whosoever sins ye forgive, they are forgiven unto them. Your service is past, and it's all forgiven. And you know, in Jesus, all of our works, though sinful or morally difficult or questionable, Jesus forgives it all, makes it pure, white, and acceptable to God. And God will use, this is the beautiful thing, just like he used the cross of Jesus and all that terrible suffering for good. The Bible promises that God will use your suffering, your terrible suffering, for good. All things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. That's the promise of St. Paul in the Bible. And it's true for you, even in these terrible, ambiguous difficulties.
Pastor, that certainly says it all. One more time, remind our listeners, if they want to plug into the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, how can they do that?
Yeah, just come to lcms.org, lcms.org. Look around on the website a little bit, and we'll give you, contact us, and we'll help you out any way we can.
Thank you, President Harrison, for joining us today. Thank you for your service to our military community and to our commander-in-chief. That commander-in-chief I'm talking about is Jesus Christ. Thank you for taking time to join us today.
Thank you. And just like we prayed for Barack Obama all those years, every Sunday, we'll be praying for President Trump, too.
And that's what we need to do. Here's our Stand Tall Troop report for this week. This is where we find an outstanding performance of duty, and we get to honor this fine troop. A Marine helped rescue a woman who was injured in a fiery multi-vehicle wreck on State Route 163 in Miramar, California, earlier this month. The crash, which involved at least five vehicles, happened shortly after 8 a.m., according to California Highway Patrol officials. Marine Sergeant Gary Wilson was going to work when he saw flames. He jumped off his motorcycle and ran to the burning car. There he saw a woman trapped inside, so he broke the driver's side window and pulled her from the car. She had a concussion and blood on her face. "I had my jacket on and just didn't think about it. I just broke the window and pulled her out," said Wilson. After the first rescue, Wilson went to the second car and pried open the female driver's door to get her to safety. "I was doing my job as a Marine. We're here to serve the people. Not just during wartime, but all the time," Wilson said. Details on what led to the wreck were not immediately released. Both women in the chain reaction crashed were taken to the hospital, but both are expected to be okay. No other injuries were reported. So stand tall, Sergeant Gary Wilson. Front Lines of Freedom and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with Medal of Honor recipient Gary Luttrell about the upcoming Tribute to Valor weekend. Naturally, we'll discuss last weekend's Service Academy football games. Of course, we'll conclude with the weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, it's beautiful outside. Go outside and run a couple of miles of wind sprints, then grab some protein, rehydrate with water, and finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at fisherhouse.org.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.